Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Serving Jesus, Bible Bits from Matthew. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Go ye therefore. Let's read our text to begin with here. In Matthew 28, beginning with verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Mark McCluskey wrote that a disease has infected the entire human race. It has many symptoms and is always terminal if untreated. It's very subtle, as many don't realize they've been infected. Others don't believe it is serious at all. God calls that disease sin. His word confronts unconcerned humans about its personal consequences and its eternal ramifications. His word communicates a cure of salvation by Jesus Christ. Because we were once on the terminal list, because we have taken the cure, Christians are called to skillfully, sensitively, and effectively recommend Jesus Christ to all who will listen to us. Our text for this session is referred to as the Great Commission of evangelizing the whole of mankind. Who did Jesus give that command to? Well, Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Christians are to go and witness to Jesus Christ. All of us, no exceptions, not just the pastor or a few leaders. Every member evangelism is in force. While lifestyle evangelism is a good thing, Great Commission evangelism is active and risky. It is the real evangelism. And our text presents three principles of real evangelism. First, there is the source of evangelism's power. Look at verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority has been given to me by the Father. All spiritual power in heaven and physical power on earth, which are inexhaustible. Jesus chose to defeat Satan through death on the cross and then demonstrate his power by the resurrection. There is no question who is really in charge. Imagine the risen Lord standing before his disciples, and some doubted it was him. That's what verse 17 says. It's tough to see faith. No money, no army, no resources. And he charged those followers with world conquest. The amazing thing is they believed it was possible and began passionately by faith. The source of evangelism's power is the creator of all. Second, there is the strategy of evangelism's prescription. Look at verses 19 and 20, the first part of it. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. Go therefore. This is a command. Therefore refers to verse 18. Jesus' authority will open opportunities physically and make hearts ready spiritually. This is where prayer becomes so important. It can be aimed at any target, anywhere, and hits target every time. Go to all nations. Every Christian seeking to reach every person. Not just those who show up at church, not just those in your family, not just those around you, but everybody. Jesus charged us with nothing less than world conquest. Go make disciples. Evangelism is reproduction of us, approaching those who are not followers of Christ, producing those who are followers of Christ. We talk about presenting a plan of evangelism. I like to use what's referred to as the Romans Road. Romans 3:23, for all, not just some, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, and the wages of sin, the payment for sinning, what you earn is death. And that's not just physical death, that's eternal death for all of forever in hell. But the gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. And why would God do that? Well, it's because he loves us. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Romans 5:8 shows how God demonstrated his love. God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God didn't wait for us to get ready, didn't wait for us to get good enough, didn't wait for us to get cleaned up enough. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. And then all that work has been done, so all we have to do is believe, put our trust in him, receive the forgiveness that's provided for us in Christ when he died on the cross. And profess that. Romans 10:9-10. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. But with the mouth, confession is made, and with the heart, we believe unto righteousness. And then with that confession, with that belief, with that trust, we just need to reach out and ask God to forgive us and give us eternal life. Romans 10:13. For all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The gospel has power to save. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. 1 Corinthians 1:21. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. So go to all nations. Go make disciples. Go baptize new believers. The Greek word baptizo means to immerse. It doesn't mean to sprinkle. The phrase in the name of is a call to accept what that person stands for and identify with his purpose and character. A believer accepts a completely new identity in Jesus Christ. And then go teach new disciples to obey, to observe all things that I've commanded. This is religious education in the home, in the church, and in the school. This means the Bible and good books, not just anything. New Christians must learn what the Lord expects of them. How does this fit into the context of the church? We are responsible to reach as many as possible. Every member shares the gospel with lost persons. When a church is committed to evangelism, the unchurched and uncommitted become mature believers who fulfill their ministry of serving and their life mission of serving, of sharing Jesus Christ. And then third, there is the support of evangelism's power. Verse 20, the second part of it. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. I am with you always. An amazing promise. Jesus will be with us. Jesus will be with all of us. Jesus will be with all of us always. The promise is as we carry out his Great Commission. We have everything, the power, the plan, the support. The question is whether we will obey the command. Will we be a mission force or ultimately a mission field? You think about that, and you have a great day.